Bonds in Idaho can be hard to pass, in part because a lot of yes votes are needed at the polls. So how school districts explain their need and the cost to voters is critical in a bond campaign. In this installment of our Financing the Future series, Samantha Wright takes a closer look at the Boise District's bond and why it could be a challenge to pass.
The Boise School District says it needs $172 million to fix or replace aging schools and relieve overcrowding. They're asking voters to support a 20-year bond. If approved, the district would borrow the money and property taxpayers will pay back the principal and interest for the next two decades. Usually, when voters approve a new bond, they have to pay more in property taxes. Nancy Gregory is the chairman of the Board of Trustees. She says this bond is different.
It will not raise the tax rate. The tax rate on specific bond will not go up.
But how is that possible? For that answer, we turn to Nancy Landon. She's a budget and finance administrator for the Boise School District. She gives four reasons. First, she says, the district has restructured its debt so the current tax rate of 70 cents per $1,000 of marketable property value won't go up. Landon says they refinanced previous school bonds to save money. Think of it like refinancing your house for a better interest rate. That saves you money on interest and your payment goes down.
We refinanced the prior bonds, the 2006 bonds, and so we saved almost $5 million just on that refunding alone.
Landon says market value has increased. In other words, in the decades since the Great Recession, the value of property in Boise has been going up.
And because the market value has continued to grow in the Boise area and inside our district boundaries, we can keep that rate the same and collect some additional taxes to pay those bond payments.
For example, say your home was valued at $100,000 5 years ago. You would have paid $70 a year for the school bond. Now, 5 years later, the value has gone up, say to $150,000. Your tax rate stays the same at 70 cents, but the tax you actually pay goes up to $105. That means Boise schools get more money. Landon says the district was able to pay off some previous debt, including the 1996 bond. That means the property tax payments you were paying on that bond can be switched to the new one. And lastly, before 2008, school districts had to share some of their property tax money with urban renewal districts. A law change that year means schools now get to keep all their tax money they raise from bonds. Landon says that translates to an extra $900 million in property value that's taxable if the bond passes. Landon says if you put all these things together, the district can raise the money without increasing the tax rate. But it will still be a tough fight because in Idaho, districts need a two-thirds supermajority to pass a bond.
Which is a high bar. As you know, it's one of the highest bars in the United States. Idaho has a pretty high bar to pass a bond for local districts to go into debt.
The supermajority requirement is not that common. For most of the U.S., school districts only need a simple majority to pass a bond. That's according to Cameron Ariel, an adjunct professor of public finance at Boise State University. The district needs 66.6% of voters to say yes. Ariel says that's a hard number to reach anywhere, but especially in Idaho. He says this is a very conservative state, and a bond means borrowing money.
You know, bond tends to be a four-letter word in Idaho.
He says sometimes people can't see past the sticker shock. They worry about what they will get for their tax dollar.
Well, if I'm a voter and I don't know what I'm voting on, I tend to vote no, right? It's hard to do that.
That's when he says school districts need to educate their electorate.
Districts need to have a defined, well-understood need that they can articulate simply. And then from there, articulate simply how they plan to pay for it. And then distribute that information far and wide and as transparent as possible.
Ariel advises entities on bonds and recalls this success story. His client faced a tough fight to get a bond approved at the polls, but he distilled the campaign down to a one-word bond slogan. He says it doesn't get simpler than that. And they encouraged everyone to vote their conscience. The bond passed with a very large margin.
So is it possible? Yes, it is. But I think it takes courage. I think it takes clear communication. And I think it takes good financial information as well to help those voters, empower them to get educated on the issue, and then again, participate. You know, if you don't agree, shoot, that's fine. That's your right. But if you do, you need to get out and vote for this.
It remains to be seen if the Boise District has defined its need and how to pay for it and can get enough yes voters out on March 14th to pass the bond. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
Thursday, we'll take a closer look at the 2006 bond and visit the Spanish Language Immersion Program at Whittier Elementary. Be sure to follow all of our coverage in collaboration with Idaho Education News. Find our full series, Financing the Future, at boisestatepublicradio.org.